Queen Lucia by E.F. Benson. Though the sun was hot on this July morning, Mrs. Lucas preferred to cover the half-mile that lay between the station and her house on her own brisk feet, and sent on her maid and her luggage in the fly that her husband had ordered to meet her. After those 4 hours in the train, a short walk would be pleasant. But though she veiled it from her conscious mind, another motive, subconsciously engineered, prompted her action. It would, of course, be universally known to all her friends in Risehome that she was arriving today by the 12:26, and at that hour the village street would be sure to be full of them. They would see the fly with luggage draw up at the door of the Hurst, and nobody except her maid would get out. That would be an interesting thing for them. It would cause one of those little thrills of pleasant excitement and conjectural exercise which supplied Risehome with its emotional daily bread. They would all wonder what had happened to her, whether she had been taken ill at the very last moment before leaving town, and with her well-known fortitude and consideration for the feelings of others, had sent her maid on to assure her husband that he need not be anxious. That would clearly be Mrs. Quantock's suggestion, for Mrs. Quantock's mind, devoted as it was now to the study of Christian Science and the determination to deny the existence of pain, disease, and death as regards herself, was always full of the gloomiest views as regards her friends, and on the slightest excuse pictured that they, poor blind things, were suffering from false claims. Indeed, given that the fly had already arrived at the Hurst, and that its arrival had at this moment been seen by or reported to Daisy Quantock, the chances were vastly in favour of that lady's having already started in to give Mrs. Lucas absent treatment. Very likely, Georgie...